This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 409 for Friday, May 28th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were trading to both sides of unchanged Friday morning, lacking any real clear direction. Canola up $1.30 in the July contract at $888 per ton. New crop November up 30 cents at $716.90. Easing dryness concerns across western Canada were a bit bearish, although forecasts are turning drier and more moisture will be needed through the growing season. Recent overnight temperatures that dipped below freezing may also have caused some damage. The Canadian dollar is holding near unchanged this morning, providing little direction. Tight old crop supplies and solid end-user demand did remain supportive. Markets in the U.S. will be closed Monday for Memorial Day, while canola will trade its usual hours. Positioning ahead of the weekend could lead to some choppy activity during today's session. In the U.S., activity is mixed. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, corn mostly lower, and the wheat market mixed. Pre-weekend positioning a feature in the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans were trading to both sides of unchanged, seeing some consolidation after yesterday's gains. The July contract, it's weaker, down 3 cents at $15.33 per bushel. Tightening world soybean supplies did keep the market well supported, although relatively favorable Midwestern weather was weighing on the other side. Corn, was boosted by solid export demand yesterday, moving sharply higher, but traders are on the other side booking profits today on ideas that rally may have been overdone. The July contract down a penny at $6.63 per bushel. The good U.S. seeding progress and forecast calling for some beneficial moisture were also a bit bearish, but tightening world corn supplies and good demand kept a bullish tone under the market, tempering any profit-taking losses. Wheat, it's mixed with gains in Minneapolis spring wheat and losses in the winter wheat as the spreads between the three wheat contracts saw some adjustment. Minneapolis up 5 cents in the July contract at $7.22 per bushel. Kansas City down 9 cents in July at $6.16 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it's down 9 cents in the July contract at $6.66 per bushel. The dry spring wheat regions of the northern U.S. remain in need of moisture, that's underpinning Minneapolis, while the country's winter wheat is thought to be in relatively decent shape. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, May 28th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.